for today's modern smoker. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. On today's show, we're going to kick things off by talking to a representative from Gumout, who's going to be telling us about getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead. If you're in that neck of the woods, that part of the country in which you're affected by the winter, you better be thinking about it. And we're going to particularly focus on fuel system cleaners with our very special guest who is standing by a little later on in this hour. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. He'll be joining us and reporting on some recent vehicles that he has driven. We'll talk about the Chevrolet Volt controversy, and we'll also talk about the Paris Auto Show. Hour number two of the broadcast will bring us a representative of a new tire company, at least I'm not familiar with them, Vogue Tire, and we'll also be chatting with the representative from the Lincoln Car Company all about their electrification program and some electric cars that the folks at Lincoln are working on. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, noted talk show host, automotive journalist, always with an interesting opinion, Stan Major will be joining us to review some cars and also to give us his personal list of his favorite cool cars, or what he likes to call snazzy cars, out there on the road today. Our telephone number, toll-free from all across the United States and Canada, is 800-259-9231. This is what happens when you're overtired and you do a lot of radio shows. And that's the story of my life these days. But what is the story of my life is my story of my life is good in that I have a baby daughter who is just a little less than a month old, so I'm a little bit extra tired. So you'll have to cut me some slack. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Peter Bucati, who is the Gumout General Manager and the Brand Manager. Looks like I gave you a promotion there, Peter. How you doing?
No problem. Doing great, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here. I'm fascinated with the history of lots of things, automobiles and broadcasting and companies. And here's a company, Gumout, with just a great history, and I think something that you should share with our listening audience here, because lots of folks don't realize that Gumout's beginnings go back to the Second World War.
They sure do, Bill. Bob, they, in fact, go back to 1941, and if you remember, the United States had actually not entered the war yet by that time, but we were sending over equipment such as planes and trucks and tanks over to England as part of the Lend-Lease Act. And since England was being cut off by U-boats at the time, they had a real fuel shortage. So when we were sending over this equipment over to England around that time, we were actually putting fuel in all these vehicles and the tanks and things. So what happened was when you put all the fuel in these vehicles and put them on these ships to ship them over to England, they were taking a real zigzag circuitous route to get to England to avoid being sunk by U-boats. And that would take about 6 to 8 weeks to get over there. Well, given all that time and the low-quality fuel that existed back in the early 1940s, that really caused the fuel to gum up and to really cause issues, because when they tried to start either the trucks or the tanks or the planes, when they arrived in England, they couldn't start because they were all gummed up. They had all kinds of issues trying to get those things started. Well, the War Department, which was the Defense Department back then, put out a call to people to help solve that problem. And fortunately, a company in western Pennsylvania called Penrico came to the table and actually developed a special solvent. And they took the solvent, shipped it over to England, and as they got the, you know, all the material and all the equipment over there, they put that solvent into the equipment and would start up. And that product became the basis for Gumout, all the way back in 1941.
Wow, great story. Let's talk a little bit about something I get a ton of emails about. I can tell you, Peter, not a week goes by that I don't get emails about people asking questions about fuel additives. It seems like there's a lot of misconception and a lot of confusion out there in the marketplace. Let's talk a little bit about, especially as we're getting into the winter months here, it's certainly a time that everybody needs to get their vehicle ready if you're going to be taking it on a holiday road trip, so to speak. But why don't we begin with a simple question? What kind of fuel additives can drivers use to properly care for their vehicles?
Well, Bob, there's a wide variety of fuel additives out there, as your listeners know. When they go to a auto parts store or someplace and they look, there's dozens of them. The key thing is finding a fuel additive that really can help them with whatever issue or help them maintain their vehicle. So, for example, Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner is sort of like an almost an all-in-one type cleaner. It cleans up all six parts of the fuel system. So whether you have maybe performance loss or hesitation, or maybe there might be some cold starts, acceleration issues, it cleans all six parts. So it cleans intake valves, cleans fuel injectors, the combustion chamber, piston tops, and cylinder heads. So it really does help, you know, restore lost performance and help maximize the fuel economy. In fact, one of the benefits of that particular product is it'll last actually for 10 fill-ups or about 3,000 miles, because it cleans so well that cleaning ability stays around for that long. Compared to some other products, if you look at the label, sometimes you got to use them every fill-up. So that's sort of the one big advantage of using a product like Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner.
Absolutely, and I would imagine there'd be a big cost savings, too, having to use something once every 10 fill-ups versus something you got to use every time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because, again, every 10 fill-ups, you got to use 10 bottles. So that really makes a big difference in the amount of cost you put in, because some of these products, you know, cost, you know, between $6 and $8. And if you're doing every fill-up, that can really add up over time versus using a product like Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, where, again, it lasts you about as long as almost as long as an oil change.
And another interesting note, lots of folks, of course, are very green-oriented, eco-oriented these days, and I understand the new Gum Out 2X fuel additives contain the same high level of additives, but actually have fewer toxins compared to what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, what we're in the process of doing is we've converted over from what we call the regular Gum Out into what we call concentration formula. Somewhere where you've seen, say, in the detergent aisle, where all the big detergent companies have gone with a more concentrated level with less water in their formulation, we have less solvent in our formulation. Has the exact same level of fuel added, the exact same cleaning power, cleans up one fuel tank just like it did before. It's just simply in a smaller bottle, a more concentrated formula.
Gum Out, I know, makes a whole slew of other products as well. Any of these products that Gum Out makes, would you recommend for getting ready for the winter months ahead?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of Gum Out products that can help you get ready for the winter, whether it be just making sure your fuel system is clean. But in addition to that, if there's other things that people would be thinking about before they hit winter time, obviously there's things such as making sure, obviously, the coolant has been changed and it's nice and fresh for the season. Some other things to think about is, you know, what kind of situations you might encounter during the wintertime that you don't have during the rest of the year. Things such as, obviously, snow and ice. And what's real important is, obviously, visibility during that snow and ice. So one thing you can do, obviously, is check to see how your wiper blades are. If you haven't changed your wiper blades for a while, and we'll make sure those are in good shape and make sure that they work particularly well against snow and ice. And one particular product, which is the Rain-X wiper blades, in particular the Latitude wiper blades, don't have any metal parts to it. It's all rubber and plastic parts. And one of the advantages of that is, you know, the ice and snow don't stick to the metal parts and sort of cause real issues with the performance of the wiper blades. One other thing to think about also is just the visibility in the windshield. When you think about Rain-X original treatment, which allows a nice slick surface, and it makes it a lot easier for both ice and snow to come off that windshield when you scrape it off for the first time.
It's a good product, no question. When we come back on the other side, more about fuel additives with Peter right here on America's Automobile Enthusiast Program.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicle. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, about usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We are live all across North America. We thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're talking all about getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead, particularly focusing on the area of fuel system cleaners, something I get a ton of emails about. And Peter Bucati is with the Gum Out Company. He is the Gum Out brand manager, and he's telling us all about Gum Out Regain and some of the other Gum Out products. And before the break there, Peter, you were recommending the Rain-X product, which is another product that's really been around quite some time, hasn't it?
Sure has, Bob. It's been around. People have known it for the original windshield treatment product, a product to put on their windshield, obviously, to keep the water heating up. But more recently, the last few years, we've branched out into making wiper blades as well.
That's great. Often people kind of associate fuel cleaners with older vehicles, and that's all fine and good. But what about newer vehicles? Can fuel cleaners have some real significant benefits when used in combination with a new vehicle or relatively new vehicle?
Absolutely, Bob. Sometimes people want to make sure they maintain, obviously, the performance of their new vehicle so it runs like new, and there's nothing better to help do that than using, like, a complete fuel system cleaner like Gum Out Regain. One other thing that sometimes we see is people, during these tough times, have sort of switched to the lower tier or cheaper gasolines that may have lower detergent contents. And what that means is if you have the lower detergent content in the gasoline, it may cause an increased rate of deposits in the, all around the various parts of the fuel system, whether it be intake valve deposits or fuel injector cleaner deposits or deposits on top of the piston heads, places like that. So having a product like Gum Out Regain will help ensure that you keep those deposits off, make sure the and keep it clean all the way for almost 10 fuel reps or about 3,000 miles. So make sure you maintain that performance just like you had when you bought that new car.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about some of the performance gains that can be had with using a fuel system cleaner. I would imagine, number one, you're going to get better fuel economy. What are some of the areas also that can be helped out by simply putting in Gum Out Regain?
Yes, a lot of people use products like Gum Out Regain if they have rough idling or maybe their acceleration is sort of a little bit hesitant. So that's where Gum Out Regain can help you out. It's also, you know, some people might get so bad it might be their car might be stalling out. So obviously cleaning out the fuel system will help reduce the chance of stalling. Also, you know, as we enter in the cold months, cold starts might be an issue. So having a nice clean fuel system will help you ensure that car starts up as easily as possible. And the other key thing is emissions. You know, as more and more cities have tough emissions tests you must pass, you know, every year, every 2 years, making sure your fuel system is really clean without any kind of posits ensures you have a better chance of passing those very strict emissions tests that you see more and more often now.
Which seem to be quite commonplace in a lot of locales these days. So the fuel system cleaner can actually help with that. That's going to be music to a lot of folks' ears. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things that Gum Out is doing these days. Number one, you guys have got a really cool advertising campaign. I just love this one. It's called Use Your Motorhead. Whoever came up with that, I give kudos. Explain it a little bit, Peter.
Sure. Use Your Motorhead is really trying to talk to our audience, which is people like listening to your show right now, Bob. People who know about vehicles, but you know what? There's so much confusion out there about products, especially fuel system cleaners. We're just asking them to think about what they put in their vehicles. It's an extremely confusing category, if you will, but really confusing group of products, fuel system cleaners. So we want people to know about what their products are putting in their engines, and know that, for example, from the Gum Out case or Gum Out, all of our products, including our Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, go through a very strict regimen of testing, and we stand behind all of our claims, and we can back them up. Where sometimes, you know, sometimes our competitors make claims that not necessarily they stand behind. So that's the key thing. Just think about what you're putting in your engine, and then know, at least in our case, we stand behind all the claims that we make.
And before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out the proper website? And I know that there's a cool quiz that folks can take on there to kind of challenge their motorhead skills.
Yeah, you can go real simply to www.gumout.com. So, again, that's www.gumout.com. And as you mentioned, Bob, you can do it's called the Use Your Motorhead Challenge. Just ask you, compare our product versus one of our key competitors and which one A cleans the most parts of the fuel system cleaner. Ours cleans 6. Our leading competitor cleans only 3. Ours lasts for 10 fill-ups. Theirs only lasts for 1 fill-up. And ours has a much larger amount of detergent versus their product. So you can go to gumout.com and take the motor challenge, as well as find out a variety of information about all of our products, not only our complete fuel system cleaner, but also the other products we make, whether it be brake parts cleaners, carbon choke sprays, all those type of products. In addition, you can find out where you can buy them. I mean, we're found in almost all the auto parts store chains, would be AutoZone Advance, O'Reilly, place like that, Walmart. But also, if you can just find one that's maybe closest to you.
So, Peter, we want to put the call out there to everybody who's out there right now experiencing hesitation, rough idle, knocking and pinging, and, of course, lower miles per gallon, which with today's economy we definitely don't want in the mix. We all can be need to save money any way we can. By using a complete fuel system cleaner like Regain, you're not only going to clean up those old deposits, but I understand it actually helps prevent new ones from forming. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. I won't go into all the chemistry of it, Bob, because it's very complex. But it essentially has a very strong-acting detergent that's obvious. It's not only strong to prevent the deposits or clean up the deposits you have, but also has a lasting impact. So the detergent we use in there actually cleans up so well, it prevents the accumulation of deposits on all the various parts of the engine. So in the case of Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, all the parts of the fuel system are cleaned, and they are so clean that we help prevent the accumulation of deposits for up to about 3,000 miles or 10 fill-ups. So whether it be parts of the engine such as the fuel injector cleaners, the tips of the fuel injectors, you know, as you turn off your fuel injectors, there's a little droplet of fuel on there, and it dries out, and that forms a deposit. So if you don't have something to clean out that deposit, you can have issues with your fuel injector cleaner getting a good spray of fuel into the combustion chamber. Other parts include the intake valves, piston heads, and all around the combustion chamber. It's really, really important to make sure that stays clean. And our product, again, will clean up for 3,000 miles.
Wow, that's really cool, the fact that it's going to last 3,000 miles. And how much does a Regain fuel system cleaner treatment cost?
It costs anywhere between about $5 and $7. So depending on where you go to, in particular, to buy your auto parts and your fuel system cleaners, it'll be anywhere between, you know, sometimes as high as $6.99, sometimes a little bit lower than that in most retailers.
Wow, so talk about a great investment. Peter, I want to thank you so much for your time. Everybody, visit www.gumout.com, and we look forward to getting you back with us soon. Thank you, Peter. Straight ahead, we're going to move on to Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and soft raw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We very much appreciate it. Anytime, give us a holler at our regular number, 800-259-9231, or send me an email, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, if you've been following news lately, the Chevrolet Volt has been getting lots of attention. Is, of course, a very important vehicle for the folks at General Motors. And joining us right now is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, who happens to be driving, as we speak, a brand-new Chevrolet Volt, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, hi. It's good to be with you. And, yes, you are right. I am driving the new 2011 Chevrolet Volt. We're on the one of the waves of the media test of the Volt. I'm driving a car that, from what I understand, no other reporter has got, the nice, shiny new red Volt just off the assembly line.
That's fantastic. And where is the introduction being held, Paul?
Believe it or not, in Detroit, middle of October, and we've got beautiful weather. We're driving through the countryside, enjoying the scenery, and the green is turning red and yellow, and the automobile is apparently turning green.
Very good. There's been a lot of controversy in recent days, although I think it's kind of overblown, about General Motors and this vehicle. Of course, it is an electric car, but it has a gasoline engine, which actually acts as a generator. So it really always is in electric mode, at least most of the time. Some people are now calling it a hybrid. What's the latest on this developing story, Paul?
Well, yeah, there is a bit of a controversy that popped up the last week about exactly how it operates. We've always been told that it would run only on electric power. The wheels have electric motors. It turns out, under development, there were some subtle changes made, and under very specific conditions, relatively unusual conditions, pretty aggressive driving. The engine can come in and provide a bit of torque to help run the wheels, though it is still running primarily on electric power. So it is, for most purposes, it really is an electric vehicle with what is called a range extender, a motor that will kick in. But there are some rare situations where you'll get a little bit of direct help from the gasoline engine. But the stress point is, under no condition will it ever operate solely on gasoline power. The engine is primarily there just to act as a generator, producing electricity for those traction or electric motors.
Interesting. Performance-wise, Paul, of course, I have not had the opportunity to drive the vehicle, and you're one of the first journalists to do so. I mean, of course, Americans love torque, and the one good thing about electric motors is it produces a lot of torque right at the get-go. I understand that compared to the Prius, that this Volt is a pretty decent performer.
Yeah, we get some serious numbers out of the thing. It's under 10 seconds for 0 to 60 times, a fair bit under 10. And this is the really cool thing about electric propulsion in general. If the fact is that electric motors develop maximum torque the moment they turn on. So you can get tremendous performance out of an electric. As you know, at the Paris show, just wrapping up now, one of the hot things was electric propulsion, but not just those little econoboxes. Sure, we had some vehicles like the Nissan Town Pod, which was designed to show what a little city car running on batteries might look like. But what we also had there were a number of high-performance vehicles, like, well, for example, the Jaguar CX-75, a 205-mile-an-hour extended-range electric vehicle. What's interesting is that unlike the Volt, which uses a fairly conventional gasoline engine as its generator when the batteries run down. In the Jaguar's case, what's interesting is it uses a pair of micro turbines. They each weigh something like about 70 pounds, can produce quite a bit of power, and continue to push that thing to, well, we'll call it significantly extra legal speeds.
And it's a beautiful looking vehicle. I just love the look of that vehicle. Built in celebration of Jag's 75th anniversary, and Ian Callum continues to prove himself to be an incredible designer, considering he's designed now the XK Coupe and the XF sedan and the XJ sedan and now this supercar. It just goes to show you Ian can do no wrong.
Absolutely.
Getting back to the Volt, how do you think this vehicle is going to be perceived and embraced by the American marketplace? It seems to me, of course, this is an extraordinarily important vehicle for the General Motors brand. They intend to build a Cadillac variant of it, and I'm sure many others. And, for the right customer, it probably makes a lot of sense, and certainly with the government rebates out there, it will become attractive.
Yeah, it definitely does make sense under the right conditions. What I find interesting is that you have a lot of different solutions underway depending on really what sort of driving to
Paul cells breaking up just a little bit, but you'll get into a better area. Go right ahead, Paul.
Oops, are we there, Bob?
Yep, we got you back now.
Sorry about that. I think we are dropping into some of the valleys here. Anyway, you have the Nissan Leaf, which is going after people who might just want to run on pure electric power. You have the Volt, which is a perfect solution for people who are maybe looking to be able to drive longer distances when they need to, but probably on a day-to-day basis only need electric power for their local commute. So see a lot of interesting solutions coming out over the next few years. And I think that particularly with federal support and hopefully as battery technology becomes less expensive, the battery power could become more and more a thing that people will embrace.
It's certainly going to be very interesting, to say the least. How about all the creature comforts that we've all come to expect? Is the Chevrolet Volt pretty loaded as far as, you know, stereos and power this and power that? And what happens if you're utilizing all those items? Does that have a significant drain on the battery?
Well, the good thing is that many of the creature comforts that you and I have come to expect on a modern car generally don't have all that much impact. You know, we have a nav system, a very nice display in the center, which I'm using right now to monitor my driving style. I'll have you know I'm running at 99% of what is the best you can get out of it for maximizing battery range. One of the reasons why is that I have the climate setting at off. Unfortunately, where the stereo really doesn't draw down the batteries all that much, what does draw down the battery is particularly electric heat. Yes, air conditioning is certainly not something you want to be using a lot of, but heat is probably the biggest consumer of battery energy other than the vehicle itself, other than driving itself.
Interesting. And what about climate? I mean, certainly this vehicle has undergone, I'm sure, many millions of testing miles, but I would imagine being in a cold climb, like the winters of Detroit or the winters of suburban Boston where I am, that potentially, I would imagine, would have some impact on battery performance.
Yeah, there's no question on that. You do have a certain amount of impact by climate, and that's one of the reasons that GM has an HVAC system specifically for the battery, to climatize the battery. That's a fairly dense system, a lot of mass there, so that when you're out just driving around, it's not going to heat up or cool down very quickly. And one of the interesting things that GM is doing, and so are some of the competitors, is actually letting you, we'll talk more about after the break, but actually pre-climatize the car.
Interesting. More when we come back on the other side. Paul Eisenstein behind the wheel of a 2011 Chevrolet Volt. It doesn't get any better than this. This is Auto World.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Paul Eisenstein, who was on the press launch of the 2011 Chevrolet Volt, and he's driving the Volt right now as we speak and telling us all about it. And Paul, before the break there, you brought up a very good point. Why don't you elaborate a little further?
Well, before we do that, I'll tell you we're about to make an interesting, literally a transition. We are now just coming up on 45 miles since I got into the vehicle with a couple other folks, Rob Peterson from GM and Joe Cesney, one of the most widely published auto writers in the country, and we're heading out to an evening event, and as we approach 45 miles, we are about to transition, so it'll be very interesting to see what it's like as we go from electric to gasoline power. In this case, the gasoline being used to drive a generator, which continues to send electric power to the motors that turn the wheels. The transition is so smooth. Rob, did we just transition or did we not? We still have a mile, so I'll let you know because I'm curious to see just how smooth it is. We may not even know. But anyway, we just did it. Oh, no, yeah, we're there. One of the interesting things is that you will be able to plug in the vehicle and while it's still plugged into the wall or a special charger, you'll be able to precondition the vehicle. That means you could get your air conditioning going or your heat, and it would also bring the batteries up to an optimum temperature so that all the things that are needed to be done are done while you're still drawing from the wall. That helps reduce the amount of energy you need while you're driving.
Wow, that's very cool, Paul. And as far as the vehicle's dynamics, is it a good handling vehicle? How are the brakes? What's the driving experience like?
The driving experience so far is very good. Now, we've been driving it relatively smoothly to try to get a sense of what it would be like. Not hyper-miling it, but if we didn't really push it to any great extreme so that we would get a sense of what sort of range you might expect. And we're going to come in at about 46 miles on battery power. From a previous experience, I can tell you that the car accelerates pretty well. The dynamics, we just transitioned, and if I didn't see it do it on the video screen in the center, I wouldn't have known it.
You
can't even tell when the gasoline motor kicks in. But suddenly, the image that shows you what your range is changes completely. The dynamics appear to be quite solid. You know, it's got a lot in line with the Chevy Cruze, which has been getting pretty solid remarks for, including stuff that we've done on the website for its performance. So I'm not surprised. It's an impressive little vehicle. And forgive me, I'm just getting directions. We're just reaching our little transition point. So if you hear people talking in the back, they're trying to keep me from driving off the edge of the cliff.
No problem, Paul. Very interesting, definitely, to have you driving this vehicle, which has been getting so much press. But, you know, size-wise, where does the Volt stack up in the Chevrolet lineup? Is this vehicle larger than the Malibu or a little bit smaller?
It's smaller than the Malibu. It's basically about the size of the Cruze. You'll probably recognize what the vehicle looks like. It's not that totally distinctive from the Cruze, but enough you don't feel like you're just getting a battery-powered standard Chevrolet Cruze. And that fits, because if they were going to pull this off, they really did have to make something that looked distinctive and a little bit more upmarket. And, excuse me, one thing. Well, I'm going to get a chance to actually charge the vehicle up in the next couple of minutes, so perhaps during the next break I'll plug it in and we can talk a little bit more about that.
That sounds like great fun, definitely. Let's talk a little bit more, Paul, about the rebates. I know that the federal government had some significant rebates on all electric vehicles, including the Chevrolet Volt, and a number of states, in particular like California, are offering some really good deals for folks.
Absolutely. This is going to be critical, because the fact is that battery technology is not cheap. Think about it. You are not just like a hybrid like the Prius or the Honda Insight or the Ford Fusion hybrid. You're not just putting in a small chunk of nickel metal hydride batteries, which is by today's standards, old technology. Here you have a lot of the latest state-of-the-art batteries, lithium-ion. You've got a gasoline engine. You've got all the electronic controls and the electric motor. So that's a fairly significant chunk of technology to put under one car. And even if you eliminated the gasoline motor like you do on the Nissan Leaf, you still have even more batteries there. So most people believe that to kickstart this technology, if you allow me the mixed metaphor, we're going to have government support. In this case, what we're seeing is that these vehicles qualify for $7,500 in federal tax credits. On top of that, many of the vehicles qualify for additional state credits or rebates, or, well, it varies from state to state. And last I looked, there was something like 13 different states that had cash benefits of as much as $5,000. And on top of that, some of those states also give people who are buying the qualifying vehicles, well, for example, access to the high occupancy vehicle lanes, the commuter lanes. That alone some people will buy these vehicles for.
Absolutely. And again, for the certain buyer, this is definitely going to be a good investment. And when you look at, you know, the term that's thrown out today a lot with electric vehicles is range anxiety. One thing that you have with the Volt is the elimination of that problem, because it's my understanding that you could just keep refilling this gas tank and drive this car from coast to coast if need be.
Right. At the moment, let's see, we went about a mile. I've now stopped. I'm at the destination where GM has us dropping the vehicles off. So I've put about a mile on in gasoline mode, and according to the screen, if I were to pick up and drive the way I have been, I'd go about 326 miles. And by the way, that's on roughly 9 gallons in the gas tank. So if you want to do a quick calculation, that means that they're getting a little less than 40 miles a gallon. Sorry, my math skills are off a little bit tonight. That's what, about 37 mpg if you have a calculator there?
Yep.
Which is, by the way, not the best mileage in the world in gasoline-only mode, but it's not bad.
And if we get to use some of the regenerative energy that's captured as we stop and go, that may go up a little bit more. But the key thing here is that you can get, they're saying now 25 to 50 miles on battery power. Realistically, I think most people are probably going to get, unless they have a lead foot, they're probably going to get somewhere between 30 and 40 miles on battery power when they don't need a lot of heat or cooling. And for most people, that's going to take in a good part of their daily commute. But when they need to go on vacation, they need to visit the family vacation home, when they need to make a second run to the airport or race home from work to take care of a sick child, they're not going to have to worry, as you say, about range anxiety. They'll be able to make it.
And stylistically, I think GM has done a good job with this car, making it futuristic, but not so far out of the box that it's going to alienate perhaps some traditional buyers.
Yeah, I think that it's not as radical a design as, say, the Prius was when it first appeared on the market. We've all come to know the Prius. It's distinctive enough still that you recognize it's not a normal car. And Leaf, similar to this, is stylistic enough, it'll stand out without slamming you in the face saying, I'm different, I'm different. I will tell you this, as I've been driving for just short of 50 miles so far, we've gotten a lot of thumbs up from people that have watched us drive by, including some kids. So that's a good sign. People seem to either recognize the technology, like the looks, or perhaps both.
That's great. What's been the thing that surprised you the most about this driving experience, Paul?
Just how smooth and pleasant it is. It is something you feel very comfortable in. It's a really nice, easy driving experience. One of the things I think people will like about electric propulsion is the lack of shift points. Electric motors can turn at a huge range of RPMs, where you might want to keep a gasoline engine between a V6, between 1,800 and 4,000 under most conditions. This can turn up to 8 or 9,000 RPMs, and it's as smooth as can be.
Wow. Paul, thank you for that report live from behind the wheel of a Volt. We'll get you back with us real soon. Safe travels, and again, thanks for your time.
Bob, it's good to be with you. And we'll have a review on the DetroitBureau.com in just a couple days.
Wonderful. Everybody check it out. I'm Bob Line.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.